While the stage is getting reset, I thought I would just come and say a few more words. I meant to come out sooner, but we were basking in the glow of Alone Together backstage. It's a work that I think is going to become a major part of the repertoire for chamber orchestras, for string orchestras. I hope you enjoyed it. We really enjoyed playing it. And in a way, it's kind of perfect that we end tonight with our concerto competition winner in the Prokofiev Third Piano Concerto. This piece was written in 1921, although Prokofiev had been sketching it for about a decade or so. It wasn't initially amazingly successful until about a year after, in 1922, when Koussevitzky performed it in Paris, that it really took a stronghold, and since then has become a staple of piano concertos and a favorite of soloists around the world. Prokofiev, like Beethoven, wrote 5 piano concertos, and nowadays many of them are played, but if there was one that was played the most, it would probably be this concerto, the third concerto, then maybe the second, the G minor. If you don't know this piece, you are in for a treat. It has all of the quirkiness and lustful melodies that we expect in Prokofiev. If you know his Romeo and Juliet, you know, that's full of sensuous melodies. And if you know his symphonies, there's this mechanical, introspective quality to his music, and you get all of that in this piano concerto. Indeed, it is one of the most demanding for the soloist and for the orchestra. I often tell orchestras that this is not a piano concerto, this is a concerto for piano and orchestra. Truly, everybody in the orchestra plays a major, vital role in making this concerto go. It's full of ups and downs and fasts and slows and sad and nostalgic and happy and angry and quirky. It's an amazing concerto. 3 movements. First movement has this incredible melody that starts, which is soon followed by this allegro of fireworks and virtuosity. And until the end of the movement, you're gonna get both of those. The second movement is a theme and variation. And each of the variations is a character variation. It does change tempo, and it does change time signature, and even keys at times, but it's mostly about the characters between the variations. And then the last movement is a tour de force, a 3-4 movement that never quite seems like it's in the right key, or indeed the right time signature. I hope you enjoy. This is one of the most ravishing concertos, and played so beautifully by all of the members of the orchestra and our soloists. Please enjoy Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto.